Ancestral artifacts collected in the Kodiak Archipelago nearly 150 years ago have arrived back home. They are on loan from a museum in France and will remain at the Aleutic Museum and Archaeological Repository in Kodiak for 5 years. The objects were collected by a 19-year-old French anthropologist, Alphonse Pinard, a linguist who visited Kodiak in 1871 and 72. Dacia Eaton with KMXT attended a welcoming ceremony for the objects at the museum.
Alikia Kando works for the museum that's been caring for the items all these years. She's the director of the Musée Boulogne-sur-Mer in the north of France, and she escorted the crate to Kodiak. She told the crowd the exchange between the museums is a model for how cultural institutions can work together.
I think it's an example for not only for Kodiak, or not only for America, not only for France, but this example of
She says the importance of inheriting this heritage is truly very strong here for future generations. Thank you for providing this example. Thank you for really giving it your all to these pieces that have been protected for years and that will be transmitted to future generations. Kando's museum is part of an international movement for partnerships between European collecting institutions and indigenous peoples so that both can learn more about cultural items. After a ceremony where a traditional Aleutic oil lamp was lit, they pried open the shipping crate. The pieces inside are part of the Pinard collection, which includes Kodiak Aleutic objects that Europeans collected here in the late 19th century. The collection includes many rare pieces of Aleutic ceremonial gear, like masks, drums, headdresses, and a feast bowl, which provide a rich record of traditional arts, ritual practices, spiritual beliefs, and the Aleutic language. Pinard also documented vocabulary, songs, and legends along with the objects. Inside the large crate are several smaller wooden boxes, which are removed one by one and staged on nearby tables. While the crowd waits for the screws to be taken out of the inner boxes, the Aleutic dancers sing a traditional call and response song. A line forms for onlookers to file by the tables where the objects sit. As the packing paper is removed, Aleutic descendants get their first glimpse of their ancestors' work. At last, the cultural treasures come into view, two carved wooden masks and a woman's beaded headdress set, which includes two bracelets and a dance belt. One elder greets the items in Aleutic. Aleutic elder Florence Matfay Pesterkoff, whose family was originally from Akiak, admires the headdress beads of white, green, and blue.
I am thankful that these people who took them from here preserved them for us.
She said she's never had a traditional headdress of her own and hopes to make one like it for herself. 22-year-old Derek Shaya, an intern at the Aleutic Museum, has been to France to see some of the objects, but he says he's still awed to have them here today.
I'm really particular to the masks, I think, just because there's so little that's written about them, and it was an art that was lost on Kodiak for a long time.
In September, the new items will be incorporated into displays on Aleutic spirituality. In addition, the museum plans to assemble a group of beaters to study and recreate the regalia to share as replicas when the historic set returns to France. In Kodiak, I'm Dacia Eaton.